name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Good morning. Can everyone hear me? Am I on? Okay. My name is Kim Thornton, and I am one of the Godly Play teachers, and I would like to welcome all the children to come up so we can sit down and we can talk about sharing our love today. Come on. Okay, come on, we can all sit down. Take a seat. You guys can come up here, find a seat, or sit right down there. Okay. Everybody got a spot? Here, come on, you can come up here and sit down there on the step. Okay. Now, today we are going to talk about sharing your love. And to start off, I'm sure everybody knows what today is. Come on back. Want to sit down? It is Mother's Day. I'm sure. Did everybody know today is Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you do anything special when you got up today? Yes?
I went over to her bed and said Happy Mother's Day.
You said Happy Mother's Day. How about you?
I made my mom breakfast in bed.
You're kidding. That's awesome. That is really good. So everybody mostly got up and told their moms that they loved them and did something special. Now, do you think she really liked that?
Yeah.
Of course she did. But you know what she would probably like even more? She getting flowers. Yes, flowers are awesome. She would like you to show her how much you love her on Mother's Day by your actions. What? So, what are some of the things that you can do on Mother's Day to show her how much you love her? Yes.
Take her somewhere special where she really likes.
Yes, take her somewhere special. Yes, Deacon.
Flowers.
Yes.
Do laundry for her.
Do laundry for her. I'd love somebody to do my laundry. How about you? Something special? What? Do her what?
Treat her.
Oh, treat her nice. Yes, that's a definite.
Let her sleep in.
Oh, that's heavenly. Yes, sleeping in. That's an awesome one. So, how about you?
Give her a surprise.
Give her a surprise. Okay. So, now, there is one special way that you can show your mother how much you love her. And that is by obeying her. And God, He gave us 10 special rules to follow. Do you know what those rules are called? We talked about them in Godly Play. Yes, come on. The 10 commandments, or also in Godly Play, we call them the 10 best ways. And the first one is to honor your father and your mother. And that commandment, at the end of that commandment, there's a special promise. And that special promise says that if you obey your mother and your father, that you will live a long life full of blessings. So see, if you obey your mom and dad, you get that little extra perk in there too. So you're going to, have a nice soft spot and everything. So, now, do you think that God likes to hear us tell Him how much we love Him?
Yeah.
And what are some of the ways that you tell God or show God? Yes, Deacon.
We obey Him.
We obey Him.
How about you?
We pray. I don't know. If anything? Yes, dear. We love Him. Yes, we do. So God, He loves to hear how much we love Him. But also, just like with our moms, He would love to be shown by our actions. And today we're all doing one, and that's coming to church and we're praying. So he showed, but there was something that he did. He showed us how much he loved us by one big, huge action. Does anybody have an idea?
Hi.
Oh, yeah? Did you get him? He sent his son Jesus to us. And that was such an amazing thing for him to do. And he did that to show us how much he loved us. And God loves us so much that he thinks we should all show him how much and share our love with one another. So today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, let's go out and we're going to tell our mothers how much we love her and tell her special things. And we are also going to do special things because our actions show how much. Like sometimes you hear people say actions speak louder than words. Those words are very, very special. But the actions, they're very special also. And as we worship here in church today, we will also let God know how much we love him. But we also would like to show him by our actions. And our actions are the big one, coming to church today, but saying our prayers, doing special things. And also, if ever you think or you wonder maybe what you could do, something special to show God how much you love him or get ideas, there's a book, the Bible. And there are all kinds of ways that Jesus showed us and taught us in the Bible. Yes, Deacon. May 10th, because there's 10 commandments. That's right. That's really good. So, in closing today, I would just like to say a short little prayer. And it says, Dear God, we have come to church today to say, I love you. And help us when we leave here today to show you and to show our mothers how much we love you through our words and our thoughts and our deeds. Amen. So there you go, guys. So I hope you all have an awesome Mother's Day and treat your mom really, really special. Okay? So everybody can go ahead back to their seats. Thank you very much. And I would just like to thank all the parents for having such amazing, wonderful children. It is truly a blessing to be part of the Godly Show group.
Hello, my name is Tom Hammaker, and I'll be attending Temple University as my college of choice this next fall semester. So I've done a lot with this church. I've gone to it my whole life, or so I'm told. I went to El Salvador, West Virginia. I was confirmed here, and I've done various service projects. And as you can see by what I'm wearing, acolyte too. Now, this church is a good place. It does a lot, helps a lot of people, and it helps me personally. Helped me understand new things. We did a lot of confirmation class, a lot of hours put into that, and I can hope it can help me guide my way through after college and throughout the rest of my life. So my favorite memory was probably when I went to West Virginia. Me and Mr. Young had to go to the lady's house and meet our homeowner, and because an adult and the kid had to go. So we get there, and we see the ladies. She's a little rough looking. Her house, it's a trailer, and it's kind of falling apart. And she's burning. She has a fire. She's just sitting there with her fire, smoking her cigarettes. She was a chain smoker. You could hear it in her voice. And we approach her, and we start talking to her. And then as outdoorsmen smell a fire, you can tell that what a good fire smells like and a bad fire. We both noticed that she was burning the insulator that was falling out of her flooring. And we just looked at each other and tried not to laugh. And Mr. Young just says, "You probably shouldn't burn that." And she just looked at us and goes, "Well, they keep telling us that, but I just never listen." And we just looked at each other and go, "How can we not laugh at this?" And I broke. I had to laugh. And you could tell he was clenching the whole time. But so West Virginia is probably my most favorite trip, with its cold showers and the weird food and the fun service that we did. But overall, I went to this church my whole life. When you go to something for such a long time, it forms around you and you become part of it. And as I go out into the world and past college, I'll carry these traditions, and with my new family, or with, you know, whatever happens with that. You never be too certain. But lastly, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can ask my mother. It's Mother's Day. She loves to talk. She'll be wide open. Thank you.
Hello. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Courtney Logar. For many years, you could find me, my parents, and siblings, Stephanie and Michael, sitting in the front pew. High school seniors are given the opportunity to address the congregation before we head off to college and the next chapter of our lives. However, as a senior boarding student at the Hill School, I feel as if I've already been away from you all, my church family, for too long. I've been attending services at St. Peter's since I was 5 years old. It feels like just yesterday I was sitting in Sunday school with my dad as the teacher and my sister in the seat next to me. In the 13 years that I have been here, I have done my best to stay active in the St. Peter's community. I participate in Sunday school, youth group, confirmation class for almost every Sunday. We had a great group of teachers and students, and I will miss our close connections. Serving at St. Peter's was something that was meaningful for me. I had the privilege to serve as an acolyte and gained a real appreciation for the work that Father Koshy and Father Hyatt do to conduct the service. I also served as a lector starting at age 9 and really enjoyed the opportunities to speak. Being a lector at St. Peter's gave me the confidence to become a chapel officiant at the Hill School. Hill students are required to attend chapel twice a week at a beautiful on-campus Episcopal church. The chapel officiant was a position that I had to apply for, and it required us to read the prayers for the day as well as introduce the chapel speaker. The service was attended by the entire student body and faculty. It was a great opportunity to speak in front of a large audience. One of my most memorable and impactful experiences at St. Peter's was attending the mission trip to El Salvador last summer. Spending an intimate week with other parishioners, including my mom and sister, enabled me to see them in a new light. We bonded, and these bonds are lasting. Every day was a new and rewarding experience. Our church family spent considerable time with the people of El Salvador in their villages and homes, and it was an education that cannot be learned in a classroom. I listened to many stories of mission trips before leaving for El Salvador, so I thought I knew what to expect. But it turned out it was nothing like I was imagining. My first impression was shock and sadness at the living conditions most people endured in El Salvador. It was heartbreaking to see children my age living in dirt. My sadness was soon replaced with joy and appreciation of almost everyone we met. The simple act of kicking a soccer ball with the children made them glow like they had just spent a day at Disney. Even just sitting in silence, listening to stories from different leaders of villages made them smile and even cry tears of joy. The people of El Salvador were so appreciative of the time we spent with them, and they find pure happiness in the simple act of human interaction. Overall, it was an unforgettable experience that taught me lessons I will apply as I move on to my college years. I will be attending American University in Washington, D.C. this fall, where I plan on majoring in communications. AU has an amazing school of communications and one of the top internship programs in the country. The AU community is a lot like St. Peter's, with activist-minded student body and faculty. Being a student in Washington, D.C. will allow me many opportunities to continue serving and supporting organizations that are focused on the same type of outreach programs we have here at St. Peter's. As I learned in El Salvador, there is no greater reward than bringing joy to others. I am sincerely grateful for the growth I experienced and friends I made growing up in St. Peter's. My church friends will be friends for life. I would like to thank the congregation for your support of our vibrant youth programs. I also want to thank Katie Drunkenmiller, Sarah O'Hannison, and all the youth teachers for your support over the years. Thank you, Father Hyatt, Deacon Joe, and Deacon Dennis, for your many contributions that make St. Peter special. A big thank you to Father Koshy, Gary Russell, and Julia Sharp for having a major impact on my experiences at St. Peter's. I know that without all of you, I wouldn't have accomplished as much as I did, and I am so appreciative of your time and dedication and for giving me so many opportunities to shine. Finally, to Mom and Dad, thank you for providing me with St. Peter's and the many opportunities that I have experienced. Thank you.